Well, we have been in a sermon series for the second half of the summer where I've called it Make a Joyful Noise because we've looked at each week one of our classic favorite hymns. And I've explored each hymn and what they have to say about our faith. And when we sing them, I'm not sure we're always conscious of the way that they influence our faith and our understanding of God. And so it's really important that we sing a variety of hymns so that we have a fuller picture of who God is. And it's been fascinating, at least to me, to have a window into the faith of the author of each of these hymns, because each writer brings something quite different in their reflections of the scripture and in their understanding of God through their life experiences. And I'm not all that clever at writing verse, but as we've been going through the series, sometimes I've wondered, what kind of a hymn would I write if I could write a hymn? Maybe you want to think about that as well. This morning, we're going to take a look at the hymn, Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling. And before I do that, I'm going to read to you and ask you to think about Jesus' words for us in Matthew 11, 16 to 19, and then 25 to 30. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by their deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. God blesses the reading, the hearing, and the living of his word today. Well, these are some of the most tender words in scripture spoken by Jesus, and they come to us in the form of a prayer that he prays for his followers, and those followers include each one of us. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. And that's the theme that underlines the hymn, the classic hymn that we're going to look at this morning, Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling. It was written in 1880. And Softly and Tenderly, I have to admit, wasn't really on my radar of top hymns. But as I was talking to Fern, I said, well, what's your favorite hymn? And she was quick to say, well, I don't really have a favorite. And I can imagine with all the hymns that she plays over all these years, it's hard to choose, but she said, I really love Softly and Tenderly. And so I started listening to it a number of times, and I began to see why it might be her favorite. In fact, I found a beautiful rendition by Alan Jackson, who's a country singer. He gets inducted in the Country Hall of Fame this year. And this hymn appears on his albums, and he apparently sings it at a number of his concerts. It starts softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching. Watching for you and for me. And then the refrain, come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, come home. The words were penned by Will Lamartine Thompson, and he published them in 1880. And Thompson was an interesting character, as has been a number of our hymn writers. He was born on November 7, 1847, in Beaver County, Pennsylvania. He was the youngest of seven children. So, Tom, you need to have one more in order to have a hymn writer. Thompson's father, Josiah Thompson, was a successful merchant, manufacturer, and banker. He was also a two-term member of the Ohio State Legislature. His mother, Sarah Jackson Thompson, was devoted to a lot of social and charitable work. And Thompson grew up actually in East Liverpool, Ohio, and then attended and graduated from Mount Union College in 1870. In 1873, he attended the New England Conservatory of Music. And later, and that's in Massachusetts, and later he went on to Germany, to Leipzig, and he continued his musical studies. He came home from his studies, and he married Elizabeth Johnson. They had a son, William Leland Thompson. And the Thompsons built a large hilltop mansion on Park Boulevard in East Liverpool, Ohio. And the house still stands there. And it's known locally as the Softly and Tenderly House. So I was thinking Fern needs to have a field trip, road trip. We can go see this mansion. Thompson took a strong interest in local history, and he actually paid for a large stone and tablet to mark the spot in the Civil War where Confederate General John Hunt Morgan and his raiders were captured in Lisbon, Ohio. Thompson also donated large tracts of land in East Liverpool for public parks, stipulating that no alcohol would be permitted to be drunk there. And there's still a really beautiful Thompson Park in East Liverpool. He was not only a writer and composer of gospel songs, however, he wrote patriotic and popular songs as well. And he also became a music publisher. When his songs were rejected by publishers of the day, he decided to form his own enterprise, and it was Will L. Thompson and Company, and it had offices in Chicago and East Liverpool. And by the 1880s, the company expanded beyond publishing music, and they sold pianos, organs, and other instruments and supplies as well. And the words and the music to Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling, first appeared in a collection of songs he called Sparkling Gems. And that was compiled for Thompson's company in 1880. Thompson wrote a few other hymns. Jesus is All the World to Me appears in our hymnal. And he had some other hymns that we would describe as eschatological, and Lexi will know that's a fancy seminary word for focusing on heaven and the end times. So he wrote, "Lead me gently home, Father, and there's a great day coming." One of our own United Methodist hymnal editors, Reverend Carlton Young, said this about Softly and Tenderly. He wrote, "This is a typical lullaby in the gospel hymn tradition that characterizes Jesus as mother, gently rocking and comforting a child." And he goes on to point out that the popularity of the hymn has endured because it presents Jesus as waiting, caring, and forgiving. He described it as an intimate and compelling metaphor. We might think of Revelation 3:20, and this is in the King James. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me." And so we might imagine in this first stanza how Jesus is waiting at the portal, waiting and watching for you and for me. The second stanza takes a little bit different approach. "Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me?" In other words, when we really know ourselves deep down, how can we reject the one who is pleading for us, calling for us, and who offers us pardon. How can we do anything but respond to that heart full of mercy? The third stanza increases the urgency, and it doesn't mince words. You don't find these kinds of words in contemporary hymns. He's a bit blunt. Time is now fleeting. The moments are passing, passing for you and for me. Shadows are gathering. Deathbeds are coming, coming for you and for me. Again, mercy is offered for the sinner. And I don't know how many of you may have grown up in an era of revivals and altar calls. My grandmother took me to quite a few of those when I was a little girl. And these are the hymns that would be played at those kind of revival meetings. If you want forgiveness and a chance to heaven, now is the time, they would say. And it serves as a warning to let us know not to let too much time pass before we embrace Christ. And the last stanza comes back to the theme of Jesus offering mercy and pardon. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised, promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. One hymn editor wrote about this hymn, and he noted the genius of the gospel song is usually found in the refrain. And this one is no exception, he said. The refrain extends an invitation to come home. 4 times in the melody and an additional 2 times in the accompanying lower voices. And it's said that Softly and Tenderly is the quintessential invitation hymn at a revival. It calls us forward to repentance. But it's also an invitation to come home, an invitation to join Jesus in heaven. I mentioned its continued popularity with Alan Jackson, but it's also had an enduring quality in our culture. Here's a couple of times the hymn appears. Softly and Tenderly was used in the memorial service for assassinated civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta on April 8, 1968, and that was an important moment in our history. It was also a recurring song in the movie, The Trip to Bountiful, an Oscar-winning movie about an older woman in the 1940s who wants to return one last time to her girlhood home, Bountiful. Amy Grant recorded the song in an album in 2002. And believe it or not, Reba McEntire and Kelly Clarkson just recorded it for an album. It's a beautiful rendition just this year, 2017. Ernest Imuren is a historian of hymns, and he often told a story associated with this hymn. Will Thompson was a good friend of world-renowned lay preacher and evangelist Dwight L. Moody. And he tells a story that when Dwight Moody was on his deathbed in his home in Northfield, Massachusetts, Will Thompson made a special visit to see him. And the doctor who was attending to Moody refused to let him into the sick room. And Moody heard them talking just outside the bedroom door. And he recognized Thompson's voice, and he called for him to come to his bedside. And he took the hand of the poet, composer, and friend, and he said, "Will, I would rather have written Softly and Tenderly, Jesus is Calling, than anything I've been able to do in my whole life." I think this is just one of those hymns that gives us a picture of Jesus that we can hang on to. I don't often think about our hymns being like a lullaby, but this song is particularly in the tradition of a lullaby. And we think of babies and small children when they're distressed and how we want to sing them a lullaby to comfort them. But we sometimes big people need a lullaby too. We need a reminder that we can come home to a place of safety, to a place of familiarity and comfort. And that doesn't have to be a physical place. Home can be where God meets you. And I think that's the reminder of this hymn. And I don't know about you, I've had a few weeks here and there lately where I feel like I do, and I do, and I do, and I do, and I work a little harder, and then it's never enough. I don't know if you ever feel like that. This is a hymn where Jesus promises us not just that we get to take a break or a little vacation, all those are good, but he says in the scripture that we read this morning, take my yoke upon you. In other words, if you have a team of horses or oxen and you put that piece of wood across with a heavy load, something on each pole, or maybe a bucket on each pole, Jesus is saying, don't give up, go on working, but I'm at your side. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The devotional writer Henry Nouwen once said, when you are able to create a lonely place in the midst of your actions and concerns, then somehow, slowly, your successes and your failures lose their power over you. This is Jesus' reminder that you are not God, and you don't have to try to be. You and I can dare to let go of the very heavy, wearisome yokes that we put on ourselves and that we allow other people to put on us. Instead, we take up Jesus' yoke. It's no burden. It's the yoke of acceptance that we are beloved in Christ. Jesus has an invitation that is qualitatively different than anything we find in the world. Come to me, he says, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. Let's pray together. Almighty and eternal God, so draw our hearts to you, guide our minds, fill our imaginations, control our wills, that we may wholly belong to you. Help us to hear your call to take our weary bodies and souls and head on home, all the while looking out for others to bring with us on the journey, that they too may know you as Lord and Savior, and the one who gives them rest. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.